At the sound, two large mastiffs appeared, dressed in carabineers' uniforms. Then the magistrate, pointing to Pinocchio, said in a very solemn voice,
"This poor simpleton has been robbed of 4 gold pieces. Take him, therefore, and throw him into prison."
The Marionette, on hearing this sentence passed upon him, was thoroughly stunned. He tried to protest, but the two officers clapped their paws on his mouth and hustled him away to jail. There he had to remain for 4 long, weary months, and if it had not been for a very lucky chance, he probably would have had to stay there longer. For, my dear children, you must know that it happened just then that the young emperor who ruled over the city of Simple Simons had gained a great victory over his enemy, and in celebration thereof he had ordered illuminations, fireworks, shows of all kinds, and, best of all, the opening of all prison doors.
"If the others go, I go too," said Pinocchio to the jailer.
"Not you," answered the jailer. "You are one of those—"
"I beg your pardon," interrupted Pinocchio. "I, too, am a thief."
"In that case, you also are free," said the jailer.
Taking off his cap, he bowed low and opened the door of the prison, and Pinocchio ran out and away, with never a look backward. End of chapter.